David Lewis caught up with Clan Celtica earlier in the day. They were busking in Grey Street, and David recorded some of their music and then had a lovely chat with them. So here we have David chatting with the members of Clan Celtica and some of their music.
Clan Celtica, thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
First of all, I just want to point out, I mean, radio isn't a visual medium, so I've got to paint a picture here. I'm not sure if you're aware that you've got it's like a mark on your face.
I told you, you've got blue stuff in your face. And you said, no, I've got blue stuff in my face. Yeah.
There's no denying there is absolutely a significant Scottish heritage to the music that you play. Can you explain what happened at the day at the travel agent that made you end up in New Zealand?
Oh, right. Well, actually... Oh, right, got you. Well, that's probably a multitude of stories that would happen there. I always wanted to live in New Zealand. And when I got there, my history was, I'm Frankie Mac, by the way, the drummer percussionist, and I started the Clan Celtica. So I always wanted to do Scottish tribal music. And when I moved to New Zealand, I seen it as an ideal opportunity to do that. Yeah. And that's how we eventually all came across each other, you know, by hook or by crook. We somehow stumbled across each other's paths, and here we are.
So you found each other in New Zealand. Yep. How long ago was that? When did that happen?
10 years ago.
10 years.
Our first rehearsals were actually in December 2012. That's it. December 2012.
Having seen you guys perform for the first time earlier today, there's obviously a lot of energy goes into what you do that comes across in the sound, but also in watching you. I was frankly exhausted after 15 minutes of it. You must have a very strict personal training regimen.
Well, you can see that. Look at us, our Adonis bodies right in front of you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a pity your listeners can't see.
So, Glenn and us last saw you 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Now, considering that you got lost on the way to or from Scotland and ended up in New Zealand, it's fair to assume that something or other went wrong along the way.
Sure.
So, what brings you back this year?
Well, they asked us. That was it. And it's the year of Scotland.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And this time they were prepared to pay us some cash. You know, they went against the ideology that Scots have short arms and long pockets. You know? And we're always on the hunt for cash.
So where and when can people find you this weekend?
Well, all over. We're going to do Standing Stones. I think we've got multiple performances tomorrow, which is Saturday, isn't it?
Aye.
And Sunday as well, from the morning, afternoon and late afternoon. So come to the Standing Stones in Glen Innes and you'll see us, you'll hear us, be part of it. Join in, because we are the original sound of Scotland.